Jobs and the labour sector continue to dominate market sentiment this trading session. Bolstering confidence, the number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits for the first time in the past week fell as expected to 385,000, adding weight to optimism about America's rebound. Also, as the country's demand for imports grew, the U.S. trade deficit in June rose 6.7% to hit a record $75.7 billion. Benchmarks all in positive territory. The S&P rose 0.6% to close the trading day at a record high, while NASDAQ gained nearly 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 270 points, led by Salesforce, Disney and Walmart stores. Optimism also came from the energy and travel industries, with American Airlines soaring 7.5% and Marathon Oil rising nearly 7% on the back of strong earnings results. The U.S. labor market, meanwhile, has lost its most prominent trade union leader. Richard Trumka has died of a reported heart attack at the age of 72. He led the AFL-CIO, the largest federation of unions in the United States, for more than a decade. The news of his death was announced on the floor of the U.S. Senate by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's just horrible news. I'll have more to say about it later, but I wanted to inform my colleagues that we have just lost a giant, and we need him so. We will remember him forever, and his memory will, I know, importune all of us to do more, even more, for the working people of America.
Ahead of us, investors are looking out for Friday's July jobs report for further indication of America's rebound. Li Lingtan, New York.